You're listening to Dateline Washington on the Radio America Network. I'm Greg Corumbus. Thanks for being with us. With just 12 days remaining until Election Day 2008, voters are considering many different factors as they make their final decision as to whether to vote for Senator John McCain or Senator Barack Obama to be the 44th president of the United States. A lot of the attention right now, of course, is on the state of our economy and which candidate might have a better plan for that, as well as the recent controversy over Senator Biden's comments that a foreign crisis may emerge if Senator Obama is elected. But the issue that propelled George W. Bush to a second term remains on the front burner as well, and that's the critical social issues, including the issues of abortion, marriage, and more. With me now to talk about how those critical social issues may play in the next couple of weeks is Dr. Janice Krause, political commentator for Concerned Women for America's Legislative Action Committee. And Dr. Krause, it's always great to have you with us.
Oh, terrific to be with you, Greg.
What has been your assessment of the amount of coverage we've seen of social issues in this campaign, even before the financial crisis hit a little over a month ago? It seems to many that it's not getting a lot of attention. So what impact do you think that might have?
Oh, you'd have to have a Hubble microscope to see them, wouldn't you, Greg? I mean, they really have not been a part of this campaign at all. And I think it's a little bit unfortunate. As a matter of fact, I was on a conference call with some of the McCain people recently, and just this week, as a matter of fact, and they were saying that after the third debate, abortion was a major issue now. And I thought, you know, it's a day late and a dollar short here. That should have been an issue all along because, you know, we have known that this is an issue that people care very deeply about. Otherwise, there wouldn't be such strong feelings, right? So I'm disappointed that they have not been a factor in the election. Obviously, every election hinges on the economy and how well things are going and how people think the country is moving, whether in the right direction or the wrong direction. But, you know, even in those circumstances, you can pull things around to the social issues and talk about those things that are foundational to the American democracy.
And Dr. Krause, let's look at some of the critical social issues now, starting with the issue of abortion. It's been stated that if Senator Obama wins, he would be reimposing the Freedom of Choice Act. Explain what that is and what it would do.
Well, he has said just point blank that he would try to increase a woman's option to choose. And he has said that he would increase governmental support, not just for abortion, but same-sex marriage, too. So these are issues that he believes are foundational for so-called women's rights. And the feminist and leftist politicians and others have supported him because of that stance. And I think we can expect him to really strengthen and broaden a woman's right to choose, I'm putting that in quotation marks, and to repeal the Defense of Marriage Act in preparation for federal support for same-sex marriage. All of those things, I think, will be part of his agenda.
Explain a little bit more on the Defense of Marriage Act. That was passed back in 1996, passed overwhelmingly by both chambers of Congress, at that time in Republican control, but signed into law also by a Democratic president, Bill Clinton. Explain how you believe that that law would be eroded under an Obama administration.
That's a law that guarantees that we will defend marriage, and it covers every state in the union, and it's an agreement that we have that marriage will be limited to a man and a woman, and that the government does have a role in strengthening marriage, that this is not just you know, something optional, but it is something that is important to the strength of communities and to the strength of the nation as a whole. So if that is repealed, and a lot of people have argued that it would have to be repealed, you know, that there's no need for a federal marriage amendment because this covers all the states. But Obama has promised that he will repeal that act, and thus we will have to fight on every state level for marriage.
What other cultural issues should voters be considering? Obviously, abortion and the definition of marriage have been critical issues, especially for values voters in the past a couple of election cycles. But what beyond those two issues should also be on the radar screen?
Well, I think very definitely homosexuality in the military is something that we are very concerned about. beyond the specific issues of things like, not necessarily social issues, but things like preschool programs and universal health care. These are areas that would broaden governmental control and increase our taxes and so forth. But I think one of the fundamental things that will affect the social issues is the judicial appointments, especially to the Supreme Court. If the liberals dominate Congress, there's going to be no checks and balances, and we can pretty much guarantee that there will be an activist judicial branch, and we can see more legislation from the bench, and we can see them especially interested in the social issues.
And Dr. Krause, in our last couple of minutes here, let's take a quick look at what we've seen over the past 8 years on this front from Washington in terms of the Bush administration and its activities on the issue of abortion and marriage in particular. What kind of grade would you give them?
I'd have to give them a C. The rhetoric has been great, but in terms of specific actions, we have had very little more than just rhetoric. So a C, good try, strong rhetorical effort, but in terms of actual accomplishments where you can check things off, that has not happened. And so I think it's really important that we recognize that. And when we go to the booth this time, November 4th, we should vote for policies rather than personalities, because, you know, these policies are the things that count. And long after a particular president is gone, some of the policies really become entrenched, and there's not a thing you can do about it after they're there. They're not going to go away.
Last minute here, Dr. Krause, we've talked a lot about what you're concerned about may happen if Senator Obama is elected. There may be some of his supporters who say, well, John McCain supported embryonic stem cell research that destroyed human embryos. He voted against a constitutional amendment to define marriage in the traditional way. What would you anticipate if he's elected president?
Well, he's a strong pro-life candidate. There's no question about that. He's voted the way that he should. So we can expect that in terms of policies, that will not change. We probably would not get what we would want in terms of strong bully pulpit support for the issues that we care about. But I think we could count on a solid performance in terms of our policies and support for them from the White House. But broader than the policies, I think we could count on personnel being appointed to positions that would support the policies that we think are so terrifically important in terms of the future of our country. And that's where policies are made, in each of the agencies on the Hill, in the White House, in the White House itself. If we have people who are strong pro-life, right down to the nitty-gritty of stem cell research and all of those things that you mentioned, that's what's necessary. And we must have a pro-life president who can make those appointments.
And Dr. Krause, unfortunately, we're out of time. Thank you so much for being with us.
My pleasure.
Dr. Janice Krause is a political commentator for Concerned Women for America's Legislative Action Committee. This is Dateline Washington.